Democratic members of Congress renewed calls Thursday to urge the passage of the DREAM Act. The act would provide a pathway to citizenship for DACA recipients. The DACA program began in 2012 under President Barack Obama, allowing immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children to temporarily remain and work here. But recipients do not have a pathway to citizenship, nor is it permanent. Recipients are protected from deportation, but must reapply every 2 years, and the program faces attacks from Republicans who have tried to have the program repealed. Democratic Representative Delia Ramirez of Illinois says that under President Donald Trump's administration, the Department of Homeland Security has been detaining and deporting recipients unlawfully. She demanded transparency, justice, and protections to DACA recipients.
Whether it is incompetence or an intentional attempt to mislead us, DHS is not being forthcoming about their encounters with DREAMers. I believe that is because DHS does not respect the law and seeks to target DREAMers who belong in our communities, in a country that they have known as home. So to my colleagues in Congress, let me remind you, I frankly don't care what party you belong to. Today is a moment for Democrats and Republicans alike to prove that every DREAMer and immigrant who calls our nation home, that we know that they're part of a fabric of our nation, be protected.
California Senator Alex Padilla called DACA a promise made to immigrants that were brought into the country as children and don't know any other country but the U.S. He said that Trump and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem have broken that promise. Padilla called on Noem to resign immediately, saying she has proven she is unqualified for the job. He says that while they claim to be going after violent criminals, the Department of Homeland Security has lost its credibility.
It's really hard to take the word of the same DHS that jumped so quickly to attack Renee Nicole Good and Alex Preddy and label them domestic terrorists moments after their deaths. The same DHS whose federal agents have attacked and harassed American citizens. Citizens like Marimar Martinez, who DHS labeled a domestic terrorist also, after a CBP agent shot her 5 times and then bragged about it to his buddies.
Along with the Democratic lawmakers, DACA recipient Maria Estrada also spoke of her experience. She is a mother who lives in Sacramento. She came to the United States as a child, and she says she did everything right to stay compliant with DACA requirements. She was picked up by Immigration and Customs Enforcement while at an interview to receive her green card, detained in front of her daughter, and immediately deported to Mexico. She joined the conference from there.
In a single moment, nearly 30 years of my life were taken away from me. My home, my work, my community, the place where my memories and my future were suddenly gone. But the greatest pain is not losing a place. The greatest pain is losing time with my daughter. My daughter is a USA citizen. She is in Sacramento right now, trying to be strong, try to continue her life without her mother by her side.
Following the intense scrutiny from both sides of the aisle, Noem has been ousted by Trump. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.